The Charlotte area's first toll road, the Monroe Expressway, opened in November. The $800 million highway allows for much faster travel times through Union County. But the number of vehicles using the expressway in its first month is significantly off pace to make the state's first-year traffic projection. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
If you stand on a bridge above the Monroe Expressway, you can hear the roar of the occasional car or 18-wheeler rushing beneath you. Then it gets quiet. The North Carolina Department of Transportation projected the expressway would average just under 146,000 daily transactions in its first year. A transaction is when a car or truck passes under one of the 7 electronic tolling stations on each side of the highway. So a 36-mile round trip would count as 14 transactions. In December, the expressway's first full month of operation, it averaged 60,000 daily transactions, according to data obtained by WFAE. Bo Memory, the executive director of the North Carolina Turnpike Authority, says he isn't fazed.
For a project that's only 6 weeks old, we think it's trending in absolutely the right direction.
He says new highways, especially toll roads, start slowly. He points to the Triangle Expressway in Raleigh, which opened in 2012.
I remember in the weeks after it opened, articles being written about how no one was on it. In fact, my favorite article, I think, said that you could have a Sunday lunch, Sunday picnic out on the Triangle Expressway and do so safely. And now it's outperforming its traffic and revenue projections, on transactions alone by more than 10%.
Building the expressway was controversial. The Southern Environmental Law Center believed the new highway was unnecessary and would lead to sprawl in mostly undeveloped Eastern Union County and Anson County. The Law Center had successfully sued to stop the highway in 2010, but the DOT later got a green light to build it. The Yadkin Riverkeeper has bought a 339-acre property near Marshville with money from a settlement with the DOT meant to protect land and water quality impacted by the expressway. But as the DOT moved forward to build the expressway, a consultant told the state in 2016 that it was likely to produce $1.15 billion less toll revenue over 40 years than previously estimated. One reason was people wanted to live closer to Charlotte, making them less dependent on the expressway.
There was certainly a big shift in growth projections closer into Charlotte, and that's a general pattern we're seeing across the country as people are less keen to have those long commutes.
That's Kim Hunter, a lawyer with the Law Center, who had sued to stop the expressway from being built. She says the DOT has also improved traffic flow on the existing US 74. That makes people less reliant on the new highway, she says.
But there were also some specific changes in the corridor travel improvements that had been made to US 74, including some super streets and some intersection improvements in Indian Trail, and just simple things like better timing of the stoplights.
For Charlottesians going to the beach, the expressway will likely shave up to 20 minutes from their trip, depending on the time of day. Union County Commissioner Richard Helm says area residents are just figuring out the best way to use the expressway. He thinks traffic will grow.
I think it's growing. It's a gradual growth. But people are static about the time it does save.
Before it opened, he says he thought more people would complain about having to pay the $2.50 one-way toll to use it.
Surprisingly, not near what I thought it'd be. People are, like I said, more and more growing to take it. I had conversations with several people yesterday, and they're finding it very convenient.
Unlike the Interstate 77 toll lanes under construction from Uptown to Mooresville, the state paid for the entire expressway. It also is managing the toll collection system and will use that toll revenue to pay off $300 million in debt, about 40% of the project's cost. If toll revenues fall short, the state could have to use other transportation funds to cover the debt. Memory says that won't happen.
The tolls will pay for that share of the project cost over the next 40 years.
Meanwhile, the first phase of the I-77 toll lanes is scheduled to open later this year. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.